Allison Crony Moses is an artist well known for her wooden sculptures. But when it came to the piece in front of you called My Belly, her process was a bit different. Designing motherhood curator Juliana Rowan Barton.
Allison is an incredible woodworker who normally has really, really, really tight seams in her woodworking, and so you can't necessarily see where the pieces come together.
Designing motherhood curator Michelle Miller Fisher.
She's a woodworker trained at the Rhode Island School of Design, but here has deliberately chosen to let these seams be open so that they speak to the experience of having this condition, diastasis recti.
Diastasis recti is a common condition in pregnancy, where the muscles of the torso separate to make room for the growing fetus and don't reconfigure themselves in the postpartum stage. Designing motherhood, things that make and break our births, focuses on the designs and devices used in the reproductive experience. But it focuses equally on the stories and experiences of birthing people who encounter those objects. Like many of the things you'll encounter in the exhibition, this black and white photo triptych by Deb Willis called I Made Space for a Good Man has an incredible story behind it.
It was an image that was taken in the 1970s when Deb was pregnant with her son. She had just graduated, and she had been told when she was an art student that she was taking up the space of a good man. She was going to just get pregnant, get married, and she was going to be a waste of a degree that was going to be conferred upon her. If you look really closely, you see the text where she repeats that sentiment expressed to her by a professor, you're going to take the space of a good man. And as it moves across to the right-hand side of the work, you see that she says exactly what she did do, which is make space for a good man. And indeed she did. She gave birth to her son, Hank Willis Thomas, who's also a very well-known artist. And so she obviously proved that professorial judgment wrong. She went on to become and is currently the head of the fine arts program at New York University. She's a MacArthur Genius Award winner, so well done her.
Despite Willis's considerable accomplishments, she didn't release this work publicly until 40 years later at the urging of her son. This was in part due to the professional pressures to hide her work about pregnancy.
These are two really incredible, strong Black women whose voices come through clearly in their work. And so it's great to have the exhibition kind of start off with them.
I'm Sarah Bloom, exhibitions curator at the Gates Foundation Discovery Center. I'll be your audio tour guide. Let's move into the exhibition and hear more stories from a diverse group of experts and practitioners from the Seattle area, whose experiences will bring the designs and devices of the reproductive journey to life.